این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
July 12, 1983. Place Hosseinia Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Spiritual Purification and Focus on Spirituality. Even you that praises a flower which praises an apple is praising Allah. The apple is nothing of its own. You that praises a perfect human being are in fact praising Allah. The human being is nothing, not even the prophets. The ultimate perfection of human beings has been to know that they are helpless to understand that they are incapable of worshiping Allah.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about certain speeches and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to take some points and lessons out of these speeches and viewpoints in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives. Well, on the subject of mercy of Allah, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Don't be so overconfident of mercy that you neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nor should you despair and thus become one of those who has lost both this world and the hereafter." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants, which is far more than the imagination of mankind. You know, hope is the expectation of a dear thing, the arrangements of which are already done, such as hope for the yield of a land after it was seeded, watered, and superintended. Although fear and hope support each other in disciplining the believers, hope is sweeter and fresher than fear, because its source is trust in God and the assurance of the extent of His mercy. To be out of hope is better than obeying out of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O Muhammad, tell my servants who have committed injustice to themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah certainly forgives all sins. He is all forgiving and all merciful. Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of resurrection, Allah will gather the disputants of His mercy with their faces blackened. They will give the name of the despondents of Allah's mercy. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam also said, to the man who was prevailed by despair of God's mercy out of his many sins, you to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest sin that you have ever committed. You know, the verse and these narrations represent the mercy of Allah to the sins of people and the danger of underestimating the hope in Allah's mercy. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, just in line with his holy ancestors
is advising us to have hope in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us and trust in His mercy. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.